Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting October 14th, 2024. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Schumacher?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Pasola?
Here.
Milshewski?
Here.
Gatz?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
And Millen?
Here.
Recognition of our visitor, we have our friends at the library, Ms. Judy Summerlot. Any amendments to the agenda, Shirley? Anyone? Nope. Okay. Presentations? No? Yes? If we can look over the minutes from last month for approval. I make a motion that we approve the Board of Trustees meeting as presented from September 9th.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
And Schumacher?
Yes.
Thank you.
Correspondence? Public comment? We don't have anyone for public comment. So we will have from our friends of the library report.
Do this real quickly because I don't have much. This Saturday, from the library in here, we are going to have it's called Let's Be Friends, and it's an invitation to come and find out what the friends do. Also, there will be a behind-the-scenes tour of the library. We'll show people around. Current friends will be there. We have refreshments. Marla knows about that because she's on
the freshman committee.
The committee. And then there's also a drawing for prizes. And you are all invited to come. Until I don't use the paper card very well. And the other thing, so please come if you would like to. We would be happy to have you. We'll be in here. And so as I said, there'll be a drawing for prizes. The other thing I'd just let you know is that mini golf is underway. We are just, committees are forming, and we hope to be, we're going to be doing in-person visits to various businesses to get sponsors. So we're just waiting for the graphic artist to finish things up.
There it is.
Okay. Moving along, February the 2nd. What's that? February 2nd.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Staff comment. We don't have any staff here. Report of our treasurer.
List looks good. Notice.
That
looks like she spent a lot of money.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Where did she go?
I know, right?
That is for our strategic plan.
So. Mm-hmm.
So everything looks good. So I'd like to entertain the motion to approve the bills as presented. With total bills paid in the amount of $35,728.60, and in total payroll of $39,967.70, for total disbursements of $75,696.30.
Yes. Roll call.
Yes. Pasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
Okay. Report from our director.
All right. My director's report's a little small this month. I had to get it in early because I was at a conference last week. So. But I will highlight some of our programs that are coming up. Actually, over Saturday, we did our first, it was called a Thrifted Ghost Art Program. So one of our staff members did this program with her two girls. And it was really popular. Anytime we have a craft, hands-on DIY program, they're always really quite popular. In fact, we had a waiting list and we had people show up. But she brought in paintings that she's collected at thrift stores. And then with those paintings, the this was a popular trend on social media. They take those paintings and they create spooky art. So if it's a scenery, landscape scenery, they'll add maybe ghosts or bats to it, and that.
Wow,
it's
that's
really
nice.
Quite that's unique.
Cool. Yeah.
Very, very cool. So they're thinking about doing a Christmas one for that as well. So
that's cool.
Stay tuned on that.
Okay.
We are doing a family trivia night. So we have a company coming out, Bag of Tricks Entertainment, that will do a not-so-spooky Halloween trivia program on Thursday, October 24th. So registration is required. It's going to be in this room. And if it goes well, they plan on, Mike and Jeanette plan on doing a Christmas one as well. Jeanette did reach out to Rosati's, and they're going to provide $100 worth of prizes for
okay. That's good.
Yeah. So, let's see what else. We are at right now 33 students that attend our ELL classes, and we actually now have a waiting list.
Oh, wow.
We need more volunteers. So there are three levels of the ELL class. There's a beginner, intermediate, and advanced. So I believe we need more volunteers for our intermediate and advanced. We have plenty for our beginners because we have a couple Spanish-speaking teachers that do those programs. So if you know of anyone that could volunteer an hour of their time.
Did we post it on?
Yes. Reach out to me, reach out to Mike,
okay.
And let us know. This is really it's a pretty unique program that has really taken off and grown, and yeah, we want to make sure we can still keep offering
sure.
it to them. Hicks Brothers ukulele program will be here on Monday, November 4th at 5 o'clock. I think this is probably their 6th, 7th time coming back, so just a popular program that people seem to really like, and we're going to keep offering it. As Judy said, mini golf is underway. They're planning for that. We started a chess club for kids and teens.
Oh, wow, wonderful.
That's meeting every Saturday here in the meeting room. That's going well. We're going to be participating in the BizBoo trick or treat with all the Chamber of Commerce. So we have our signs posted. I just purchased some candy today. And Jeanette's doing a no-carve pumpkin contest.
Yes.
We've done this every year or so. Families can drop off their pumpkins on the 21st, and then I believe voting will be on Halloween. And I believe the Friends are providing prizes for that as well. As far as library operations, I received a quote to replace two of our surge protectors on our electrical panels. They're going bad. I guess they have a lifespan of about 5 years, so we want to make sure that those stay protected.
Yes.
So I'm just waiting. I've signed off on the proposal because it's under my spending limit, and just waiting for the parts for the from the electrician so they can come and put those in. We had a pumpkin training with Prairie Cat that was held this year virtually, so staff members attended those, and I had a few that wrote up a report for me, which was really nice to see. I did not ask for it, but it was really nice. Really nice to see, and they were able to do it. If they didn't work, they were able to do it from home.
That's
I was appointed to the Connect Kendall County Commission for bringing broadband service to Kendall County.
Mm-hmm.
So attended my first meeting September 30th, and I haven't heard when the next meeting will be, so quite interesting.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. And then in your packet, I included a picture of the gentleman and his partner.
I read that.
This is a gentleman that just randomly had seen a post on Facebook about the library and donated some money for us. He attended the Yorkville High School
reunion,
all class reunion. Yeah. So he came in. So staff was there, was able to give him a tour and took his picture. So they forwarded that on to me.
Yeah, that's good.
Which was very nice.
Very nice. Okay, thank you.
Next month I can report on the classes that I took.
Yeah, okay. You just got back.
Yeah.
The city council liaison's not here. We didn't have any standing committees meetings, and we don't have any unfinished business. So new business review per capita requirements for chapter 4 through 6.
We are doing chapters 4 through 6, like Darren said. There's 13 chapters, so we might not get through all of them next month. So it might go into December, but the report's due in January. So chapter 4 is on access to the library. So I have reported that, or I will be reporting on bullet points 1 and 2. That, so I'll read these because I don't know if you guys all have your notes from last month. The library provides the right amount of space and the right kind to meet the provisions of its long-range and strategic plan. Number 2 is at least once every 5 years, the board directs and reviews the library's long-term space needs. So those two bullet points obviously speak to our strategic plan. Mm-hmm. So I will be sure to let the state know that we are working towards that. We're looking to hire a space planner to further dive into the needs and wants of the library. As far as Chapter 5 goes, this is our chapter that we consistently are moving towards meeting all of the standards in this chapter. This is the building and infrastructure maintenance. So the three key points that I highlighted here speak to our creating a preventative maintenance inventory list, keeping track of repairs and the needs, the long-term needs of the library. So this was one of my goals as a director, so I'm working on that this year. Chapter 6 is on safety, and we do meet all of the standards in this chapter. Chapter 7 is on collection management. And we meet the standards in that, with the exception of our budget that we have expenditures for materials at 8 to 12% of our budget. We are close to the 8 or around 7. So part of the strategic plan again is to maximize community engagement library services, so we can look into more digital services because there is a need for that. Chapter 8 is on system member responsibilities and resource sharing, and we do meet all of the standards in this chapter as well. So, next month we will discuss, I'll talk about chapters 9 through 11, which is reference and readers advisory service, programming, youth and adult services, and that will be it. We'll save the technology and marketing, promotion, and collaborations.
Okay. Thank you. Next on the agenda is discussion approval of AU tax levy.
So we have a letter from Ron Turks and it outlines different options we can do with our work. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, though, we've always lobbied for the maximal allowable amount by law.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we're going to get it, but it puts it out there.
Sure. Yes.
If we don't do that, then you have a shortfall.
Yes.
So I do recommend we just do what we historically do and ask the city, that we can go ahead and levy the max amount.
Exhibit A. So we need to vote on that.
Yes.
Make a motion.
So I entertain a motion to we're going to send the city a letter saying that we will run it, use Exhibit A, showing the scenario where the library would levy the max allowable by law, which is $1,377,422, at a rate of 15 cents per $100 of EAV.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Garcia.
Yes.
Millen.
Yes.
Schumacher.
Yes.
Hedman.
Yes.
Pasola.
Yes.
Milshewski.
Yes.
Getz.
Yes.
And Forrestal.
Yes.
Okay. Review.
I will point out that this will be the first levy in about 20 years that doesn't have debt service. So that will result in what Rob believes is an estimated average savings to residents of $100.
Average savings.
I don't know how that $100 is figured, but on their property tax bill.
Okay, property tax bill. Thank you for adding that
offset.
In.
Everything else
that
went on.
I know. Okay. Next is the review discussion on the activity plan for our strategic plan for 24-28.
So this is a separate handout for you guys. So the evaluation framework is the activity plan that we're going to focus on. So this just breaks out our 3 points on our strategic plan that we're going to try to focus on in the next 3 to 5 years. Obviously, the first one is to maximize community engagement and library services. And under that, we have 3 goals that we're going to try to work towards. The first one is strengthen local partnerships and expand outreach services to the community. So myself and the library managers got together a couple times for meetings to kind of brainstorm and dump ideas. And so this is kind of what we've come up with, who will be responsible for that direction and what fiscal year we're going to focus some of this work on. And this is kind of fluid. It will ebb and flow based on how much we get done in a fiscal year. If maybe we don't get to some of them, they might roll over, or maybe we get them done sooner. Not quite sure. So obviously the first activity, and these aren't in any type of
order.
The first one is obviously to consider an outreach staff or outreach department. That will be something that you and myself will be involved in trying to facilitate next fiscal year, hopefully, or rolling it into 2027. Preferably get it done this coming fiscal year, because by having this in place, it helps us to reach a lot more of our goals as well.
Sure.
To develop a partnership plan and collaboration opportunities, so this would be part of the outreach department for them to reach out to these partnerships. I mean, but it doesn't mean that we still don't do this on individual department levels.
Right.
You know, we continue to do that, mm-hmm. but this would just enhance that further. Proactively learn about community needs by collecting data from patrons through social media, help desk questionnaires, and then respond to those needs. So this is an ongoing thing. We just keep an eye and ear out for talking to our patrons when they come in. You know, how did you find everything today? Mm-hmm. Do you need help? Sure. What do you need? Mm-hmm. Those types of questions. Let me see here. And some of this stuff, again, is stuff that we already do.
Do. Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to include it in here. Engage with the community at events. This is something, again, that we already do. Mm-hmm. But if we had this outreach department, mm-hmm. They would be, this would definitely be one of their key job duties, is mm-hmm. to be in these, be outside of the library.
Right.
Focus on building relationships that benefit the community and the library. Again, something that we always do, but outreach and focus on that as well. Engage with the local schools. I anticipate seeing an outreach person going to the schools, mm-hmm. and just letting them know what services we offer for the mm-hmm. kids, mm-hmm. parents, if it's at any festivals that they have at the schools, mm-hmm. that they would be there. I've asked Mike to create a directory of local agencies that provide services throughout Kendall County, mm-hmm. and to keep that front at the service desk for our community that comes in with needs, wants, and even to create a volunteer service listing, mm-hmm. So we can pair people. Mm-hmm. People that might be looking for volunteer opportunities, or organizations that are needing opportunities or needing volunteers, mm-hmm. So we can just make that connection. Mm-hmm.
Shelley, is this directory going to be online as well, or just at the front desk?
That would probably be a good idea to have it for online as well. Yeah. Yep. So under goal 1.2 is to broaden the community's awareness of all the library has to offer. So this would fall into a bit of marketing and outreach as well. The first one up here is develop a communications marketing plan and media kit. That was a goal that you guys had set for me, so I will add that to our my list for this year. I just spoke with Carrie about creating a library brochure.
Nice.
Hopefully her company can help us out with that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We want to get to creating mailers for our new residents that purchase
that
a home mm-hmm. in town mm-hmm. to welcome them
yes.
to Yorkville mm-hmm. and to let them know what the library has to offer.
Yes.
So with having that brochure, that mm-hmm. would help help us market mm-hmm. the library more. We want to engage in program and service evaluations. When I was doing that, I would do a program evaluation after every program that I hosted. but we seem to find that we get the same people filling it out all the time. So we're trying to figure out a way to spin that and do something different. So we talked about doing surveys and polls or quick little 3-minute survey while they're checking out their books about how did you enjoy your program? Do you want to see something else come here? What can we do better for you?
Sure.
Just those kind of things. But I talked about that in our manager's meeting about making sure that we're keeping track of all of that data so we can use that.
Yeah. Or if they sign up, because we have the sign up online, and when they sign up, do they provide the information? Maybe it can be after the program, something gets sent to those that signed up. Mm-hmm. If they came, maybe they'll, go through an email or something like that.
Sure. Versus paper.
Yes.
And then the last three are other ways that we can bring services to the library. This was part of the study that was done with our consultant, where she looked at other libraries comparable to ours and what services they offer.
Yes.
Notary services, we get that. We get asked that quite a bit. Passport services, we don't get asked that, but that is something that
they
other libraries offer.
And the vehicle sticker, too.
And, vehicle license stickers. I foresee in the future in information services department for those types
services.
Of services.
Yeah, sure.
And anything else we can add to that, whether that's staffed by part-time people, but if we're training notary services, passport people, we have to make sure that they're available here at that time.
Right.
So,
yes.
Yeah. That's why I put that kind of into FY27.
Yes.
Going on to goal 1-3, innovate services to better connect the community to inclusive programs and collections. We need to be responsive to an inclusive collection. And that's something that Mike, Jeanette, and Madison, they are collection development people they purchase books for our collection. So this is always something that's on their radar, is to make sure that they're providing material for everyone in our community. To develop a collaborative programming plan, that's something that myself and Mike and Jeanette will sit down and create. It's kind of good, a rough one of it. It's to enhance community engagement, expand resources and services, and increase visibility and usage. So we're going to target local businesses, education institutes, nonprofit organizations. I have a whole list of them, but it's just a, again, and it speaks to the collaboration and the community and the library together. Consider evening programs for working adults and their children.
That's good.
This was something that was on the
survey.
Community survey. So I asked Mike and Jeanette to really think about this in their future planning of their programs. This comes with needing more staff and longer hours. So just something more to think about. Weeding the collection and keeping it up to date. I was at a library over the conference, and I was at, and I just kind of perused their collection, and it was quite old, and it was quite old looking, and it wasn't
welcoming.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. So by weeding, you can refresh your collection and make it studies have shown that statistics of checkouts go up when your collection is weeded.
Oh, interesting.
Because I think maybe it doesn't, there's not so much to look at that you get overwhelmed.
Yeah. It becomes more attractive.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Again, expanding our digital content. There is an Overdrive Advantage program that we can look into that. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the ebook collection, but if we subscribe to an Advantage collection, the books that we purchase, the ebooks that we purchase, stay within our patrons for, I think it's like 15, 18 weeks. So only our patrons can check those books out.
Oh.
So they're not shared with all other libraries' patrons in that.
Okay.
It comes at a cost.
Of course.
It does. But there's all different kinds of packages that you can do. You can do pay per circ. You can do this Advantage collection. I can't think of others off the top of my head, but it's something for us to look into. Mango languages might even be a good idea with the amount of ELL students that we have. So that's, we'll need to look into adding some subscription databases next year and in the coming years. Develop even target programs for these specific groups like job seekers, ELL, youth, teen, and seniors. This is something that my
internet
do also do, but maybe we enhance that a little bit. So that is our first goal. The second one is optimizing our library space, the usage of it. So this basically is hiring a space planner right now to look at our space, look at the needs and wants of our community, and see if we can rework our space, if we can make spaces more multifunctional. And so these were just some of the bullet points that staff and I had thought about. So, but these aren't set solid.
Right.
These are just ideas. I think we have to
think about
seeing what suggestions are made by a consultant of some sort. I did talk to 4 architects at the conference to kind of just find out if this is a service that they do offer. And so we just need to find out more.
Maybe some other libraries that you know, some of the other directors, maybe they've done it within the last couple of years.
One of the architects I talked to is actually currently working with the Yorkville School District.
Okay, perfect.
Going down to the last goal, prioritize the future growth of the organization. Goal 3.1 is to cultivate organizational development to support staff and trustees. So the first point on that is to bring our full-time staffing equivalent up to state recommendations.
Yes.
Before that, we were lower. So that would definitely be a goal that we need to try to reach. Updating our pay grades, our job descriptions, and creating opportunities for advancement for our staff. That's stuff that I will work on in the next year and a half. HR Source is a company that we subscribe to, and they offer these pay grade service at 4 cost.
Right.
improve staff onboarding. This was something that staff had talked about, so we talked in our manager's meeting about this, is just to kind of recreate our onboarding schedule for our checklists for our staff. I had created one for the trustees. I know I did it for when we needed Jackie, but maybe not.
No, it was after.
You guys, so if you want to go through that again, just let me know. But it's good. It's good to do. It's important to do.
And to know.
And so moving forward, we'll be sure that this is done and it's improved.
It creates a better feel for the staff when they're on board. Let you know if they feel good coming in, they usually stay.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it helps for managers to know that they told them
everything.
They can go back to it again as a refresher.
Yes.
And it helps with evaluations.
Yes.
Provide more opportunities for training and staff development. This was a goal for me. Mm-hmm. So some of the ideas that I'm going to look into, I sat in on a webinar on this through Rails. It's Library Journal offers staff development webinars that are taught by Library Journal professionals. So,
okay.
Something that I've told the staff, the managers, that we'll be doing. I created a staff development plan for them.
That's nice.
So we'll talk about, they'll be doing trainings and workshops, one-on-one coaching with them, setting some goals for them. And then that helps me with their performance evaluation. Encouraging them to do continuous education anytime they can, conferences and webinars, just making sure that I'm checking in with them on a monthly, quarterly basis. So. I talked today to the Friends of the Library about this. This was something that came from staff as well. They asked for matching shirts.
Yeah.
So the Friends have graciously
talked
about, I haven't given any examples yet, but I'm sure they will support this idea.
Mm-hmm.
When we send them back to them.
Whatever she wants.
Yeah.
So we just have to look into what that would be.
They want to look unified.
Yes.
Professional.
With the logo
on it. Yes. That's nice.
Increase staff communication to keep staff updated. That was another ask from the staff. So we talked about that in our manager's meeting. It's hard to do staff meetings
because they're part-time.
Staff. So we talked about better email communications, whether that be weekly, monthly, just make sure it comes from each manager. Goal 3.2 is to plan for the growth of service to support the expanding population. So in the future, we can talk about expanding hours of operation in the library, staying open later, returning Sunday hours.
Right.
Possibly hiring more part-time, full-time staff to meet this demand in population.
Mm-hmm.
Updating policies and procedures to go along with that. And the creation of new departments, outreach, marketing, information services. And then lastly is to ensure the long-term financial sustainability. So we have, obviously, our Friends of the Library who helped tremendously with this by doing their events, their book sale, and mini golf. Mm-hmm. That helps tremendously. Mm-hmm. And any future fundraising ideas that we can think of. I know there's slated growth in our community, mm-hmm. and there's also data centers
plans.
Come in that will bring in more revenues mm-hmm. for the library. So I think we're in a good place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As long as we just are mindful of our budget.
Yes, fiscal mm-hmm. responsibility.
Better hold on our capital improvement plan. Yes. Other than that, that's what I got.
This was good.
Oh, this was amazing.
Really good.
Thank you.
You guys worked really hard.
Yeah.
So, as we make these updates, I will post them on our website.
Okay. An update each time meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I was going to ask. That the intended use of this is for the audience. Is it for managers, staff, board, everybody?
It is for probably managers, board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any consideration to tightening up some of the timelines and getting a better... I mean, right now it's a little bit like drinking the ocean, right? I'm sure you're overwhelmed just by looking at it.
Yep, it's a lot.
And then also, if I was a manager, right, I would be a little concerned about what's my priority, right? I got 10 things with my name next to it. They all have ranges of, like, 4 years around a lot of those items. So is there any thought to maybe taking this a next step and kind of timelining it out by, like, leader and saying, you know, if we have... 8 items that are impacting, children's services, right? What are the priorities for this year, next year? Like, kind of more slotting them into positions along the next 5-year timeline rather than having them all span over a few years to be able to give a little more focus in a lot of the managers' areas so that they can kind of have a better understanding of, you know, I can't move 10 things forward, but I can move 2 things forward this year,
right,
3 things forward, you know. So, again, to look at resources, the other challenge that I'm having with something like this is from fiscal stability. I mean, obviously, there's not enough budget to do everything right away. So I think as we timeline it out, you know, is a bigger priority for us to look at that outreach person, or is it maybe the kind of efforts around information services? If we can't do them both next year, right, do we maybe target one for next year, and then maybe we slide the information services items out to 2027 based on, like, budget impact as well? So I think this is awesome to have all this, and this is something that we haven't had in a long time of all these action plans, but I'm just trying to think, making it more manageable, both from when we sit down and do the budget standpoint of what's going to be the focus on budget ads for next year, mm-hmm. and then as well as for the managers being able to let them focus on, you know, specific areas over the next few years. So.
Right. Well, that's we talked about the fact that it's a lot.
Yeah.
And that the timeline may have to shift
yep.
based on what we do, but
yeah.
to put maybe an important weight to it.
Mm-hmm.
Can
you go back to that? Sure.
I have some tools I've used professionally just to look at kind of taking a roadmap and starting to make it actionable a little bit. I can kind of share some of that if that would be helpful, but this is a big shift from how we've operated, and I can see it being overwhelming on a lot of fronts, both from a budget planning perspective and from a manager perspective.
I would say also, looking at the different goals you have, under each primary goal, like the maximize community engagement library service, going under each one, could the managers, because I know, like you said, everyone's name is there, but based on their department, under each goal that we have, or strategic goal that we have, could they find which ones are priority based off of their departments, and then make an decide from there, and then the budget would come into play, because it is a lot. I mean, like you say, Mike is here, Jeanette is here, you're here, but if each department would go under each of the items, maximize community engagement. What's important? What's the top priority for this department? What's the top priority for the other department? And then you guys come back together and decide, you the director, and then you can report back to us, and then we're the ones that help with the budget. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's sort of like what he said.
Right.
Yeah, each department, each manager is really responsible for their department, so they know what they need to break it out. But then you as the leader of the library would have to help them, or help us, the board, make that decision on what we're going to determine is the first priority.
Okay. And I think, too, somehow differentiating between new or items that are going to take some work versus ongoing items, right? I see the value of including ongoing items on here as they align under the goals. But just to separate that out, right?
Yeah.
So they can see what's new and what's tangible and what's going to take effort versus like ongoing. Engage with community at events, right? It's on here. It makes the list look busier to them. But again, it's something that you're already doing that's not really going to require changes. So I think pulling out like ongoing efforts that are already implemented and maybe marking them as some other differentiator, and then pulling kind of the new, clearly defined, added items out separately might help clean up the list and make it a little easier for them to digest as well.
Almost tiered.
Yes.
Yeah.
From the standpoint of,
right,
like, for they would almost be able to tier it within what would be happening within their own department.
But then if we're doing, I would say the ongoing that we're currently doing doesn't necessarily have to be there. Because that was already taking place before the strategic plan. So that's...
Or completely pull it out. That was another thought I had. I mean, it's good to talk about what we're doing, but I mean, if the focus of this
something
is
new
on enhancements, then maybe we
you
knock off items
that.
Like, you're already weeding the collection today, right? So that's not really a new ask or a new initiative. So maybe those live somewhere else of items that we're already doing that align under the...
Right. Unless it's something that's new under that topic.
Right, correct.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So let's say engaging with community at events. Okay, we do that. But is it something new that we're doing in our engagement with the community? Then we would pull just
correct.
That one thing out
correct.
Instead of the broader.
Yep.
But this is a high-level summary of the actions, right? So I think what, Jason, you're suggesting is like more detailed.
No, I'm saying it's okay to have it on here if you want to talk about what efforts we're doing that are aligned with those goals, but I'm saying if you're wanting to use it as a tool, too, for the managers and for tracking, we probably want to pull out
what
things
we're
that we're already doing from things that we need to implement and changes that we need to make.
Right. Yeah.
I have felt like when I looked at it as a whole, it seemed some of this was overwhelming.
Yeah.
But when you really stop to look and go back and look at what you've put dates on, it kind of makes it a little bit easier. So almost like you've created
calendar,
like almost like building blocks. Like this is the foundation we need to set first, so that we can move on to the next thing. And that's kind of the way I interpreted after I started looking at the dates that you had on it. So like we might already be doing this, but we need to add so that we can continue to kind of build on that. So almost like if there was a calendar,
calendar
each year that said,
these
are your parts,
and
then it makes it easier for everybody to kind of
bite
like it off.
So it's easier to put this in timeline.
Yes.
That's kind of how I was feeling.
You
have because at first I was like, wow, this is a lot. But then I started looking and I was like, okay, well, some of these things are
I mean, I would put it into a giant Gantt chart.
Yeah. I have some other tool, like I said, so I would say there's actually two things that would be helpful is
timeline.
Order, right? But then also, like, the department focus, right? So you would maybe have your columns as your departments of focus. And the items, I mean, it's a different organization than this. It doesn't necessarily roll up under the goals. But then the timeline, so you know, like,
All right,
children's is working on this year, this next year. And then, you know, adult services have these items over this year and this year. So you can kind of map out the work a little better. That will, I think, be more useful as a tool, where this view is more useful as kind of a report.
Yes. I like that. That's... I think that might be easier for you guys.
Yeah.
Because you have the timeline here. You have the timeline here, so all you need to do is go by department, pull out these timelines, and then put the activities next to them. And
I think some things will bubble up too. Like if you see you're, you know, really heavily weighted in 2026, then maybe you pick one of those to move to 2027, and that's kind of where you'll start to narrow in on those decisions of we don't have capacity to focus on this one next year.
And then just take out the ones that were, unless you're doing something different, I would suggest the ones that we're currently doing, we don't need to see it here.
Right.
Gotcha. Like the initial, but now.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
But other than that, this was very detailed and very good. Awesome. Any other? We have one more item on the agenda.
Yes.
Which is to approve the holiday closures and board meeting dates for 2025.
Yep. So the back at the last two pages, 49 and 50, are the dates for 2025's calendar year for the Board of Trustees meetings and holidays. They're pretty straightforward this coming year.
Yes.
I think last year they were a little
bit different.
Yeah.
So make a motion to approve the Yorkville Public Library calendar year for 2025, and as well as the library closings for 2025 as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Millen.
Yes.
Schumacher.
Yes.
Hedman.
Yes.
Vasola.
Yes.
Milshewski.
Yes.
Getz.
Yes.
Forrestal.
Yes.
And Garcia.
Yes. We don't have anything else on our agenda. We don't need to go to executive session. And so I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.